Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
A horse!
Bye.
News when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
I find this whole situation to be very bizarre, and I feel like there's a lot of people who've quickly written it off. That's a word. Written it off.
It's a good thing you and I can talk, right? Yeah, it's a good thing we're on the radio.
Yeah, no kidding.
My God.
Yeah.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Look who's here today. Timmy's here. Teddy's here.
Wow.
Bone is dead. Bone is not here today. That's all right. We're three strong, and I've got some good, juicy stuff for you today.
Oh, really?
I'm going to sink my teeth into something.
Stuff that's not even on the sheet?
That's right.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, it's good to see you guys. Panama Ted, it's good to see you. The whole crew is
Man,
here.
Man, that greeting reeked of fakeness, didn't it, Teddy? Hey, guys, it's good to see you. No, well, it really is.
Well, I saw him earlier today, so that's why it loses a little bit of its luster, I think.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, you barely even talked to me, though. Let's be honest.
That's the way we always do it.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Save it for the air.
Save it for the show.
Yeah.
Draft time. It is Tool of the Week Friday. You can tweet us your tools at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. I assume that you watched the draft last night. My team had the number one overall pick.
I heard about that. It's pretty good.
Your team mm-hmm. had the number two
hey, we're fixed.
Overall pick.
We're fixed.
We should be.
No, it's going to be good.
We're going to
be fine.
I got to tell you, I was lukewarm on Caleb Williams. I thought if you're going to keep Eberflus around, then maybe you give Justin Fields another go around to see what he can do. But I'm sold now. I bought into the hype.
Oh, really?
I'm in. I'm down.
How'd you? You're down.
I'm down.
He's down.
I'm
way,
down.
Way
down. You
know
what the kids say? Fire.
Fire. Oh, what a fire pick, man. How did you get down with it? How
I don't
are
know.
You so positive?
I don't know. I'm positive now.
I was sure.
Talk to me in a week. I'll hate myself.
Yeah, I was sure that if the Commanders found a way to get their hands on Caleb Williams, that he would have been a sure bust. But now I know that Jaden Daniels, or as Panama Ted likes to call him, Jaden McDaniel, he will be a complete bust.
No.
I have no hope. Yes, I'm that negative. I mean, there's six.
He was rocking a good
taken.
Outfit last night, though.
Oh, so many of them were
good looks. And you know what? I guess the memo was sunglasses.
Yes.
Mandatory.
Yes. Shades. Shades.
I got
indoors
no problem with it. I was surprised by how many people wearing the sunglasses.
Well, I guess there were going to be a lot of bright lights out there. I don't even here in our studio, we have these lights that are overhead, and they make it hard to look at the TV screens because our TV screens are kind of up high near the ceiling.
I hate these
Sometimes
lights.
I have to actually... Like I'm looking into the sun, put my hand above my eyes just to watch the TV screens because I don't like to look right into those lights.
You know what I think it is, though? It's like when I wear sunglasses. When I buy sunglasses, they have to be the mirrored sunglasses because I don't want anybody to see my eyes.
Of course not. Yeah.
And everybody last night was wearing mirrored mm-hmm. dark lenses.
Oh, yeah.
Where you couldn't see their eyes. It's like you're playing a big, long game of poker.
Honestly, what is the point of wearing sunglasses if you can see your eyes through them? I like them to be hidden. That's always been half the battle for me.
And who's the guy that wasn't wearing sunglasses? Joe Alt, right?
Uh-huh.
Joe Alt, not wearing sunglasses. His girlfriend, right next to him, not wearing sunglasses. And that's the meme today. Because they're chosen by the Chargers, and the look on her face is like sheer terror.
Mm-hmm.
If she had sunglasses on, you didn't see her eyes, you wouldn't think anything of it.
Everything is good, right?
It mutes the reaction.
Right. That's what it's all about. I got to say, though... it's one of the biggest days in fashion. It really is. And you get to
you
see.
Do you like it when I do this?
What do you
mean? Squeak.
How about this one?
Squeaky.
Oh, my gosh.
Teddy, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Get into position again.
How much squeakiness is it going to take for engineering to walk in here one day and lubricate these rods?
Listen to this. This is what happens if I need to adjust my microphone. What do we call this? An arm?
Yeah, the arm.
The microphone arm while I'm talking without flipping the off switch. This is what it sounds like.
It's good.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I just work it out? No, no, there it is.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dinosaur. This is no good.
How's yours in there, Teddy?
Let's find out here.
You see him in there, man. Yours is pretty good.
You really got a grip on that thing,
Teddy. Yeah, you're really holding that thing.
You are really working
that. You've done that before.
Wow.
Look at you. Must be nice. Must be nice to know how to manually operate a crane.
Using both hands.
Yeah, well, you know.
I do.
What's the matter with you? All right, draft last night. The official count was 275,000 people. The police say that's BS. It was 400,000 people.
Mm.
And so I have it turned on, and every single year, here's how the conversation goes in my house.
Why are people doing this?
Why are they doing what? Why are they standing out there, or why are we watching this?
Both!
Standing out there? I can't help you. I have no idea why. It's a gathering. It makes people feel more connected to their neighbor because, hey, you like the same thing I like. Oh, we're cheering for different teams. We can still have a beer together. I understand the camaraderie aspect of it.
Right.
There's not enough money, I think, to get me in that crowd.
I am fascinated by the number of people that are able to just look into the spanning camera and just go completely nuts for 5 to 10 seconds or whatever it is. And they're able to keep doing this. I was seeing the same people 5 to 10 different times throughout the coverage.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they had like that break. They had what looked to be sold boxes of fan groups.
Yeah.
You notice that, like, the closer they got to the stage. And then there was like a break, almost if you think of one of your old favorite music pavilions. I didn't get to go to shows at the Polaris one before it was knocked down, but you had your, you know, sections that were covered, and then you'd have the break, and then the lawn would begin, and then it was just a free-for-all, just a melee, wherever you can get. Well, they kept scanning that front row there, and you were seeing the same fans, and there was this one dude in particular in a black Lions jersey that just kept finding the energy all night long. And he didn't even appear to be, he looked like an accountant or somebody that's
that has
what a I was
normal
just gonna job. Say. And he's like,
You know somebody's at home
crazy
watching the broadcast.
Hey,
they go to the crowd. Hey, that guy just filed my taxes. Should we be concerned?
There's Dan Banks.
There he is.
Right there.
I'll tell you, that was our valedictorian.
Lions! I mean, gosh,
this lion guy just drives down the street. There are people who get on a plane and travel for this. Fans of other teams.
And I'm with you. I understand maybe wanting to go to the hangout. I don't know if I could grab. I mean, these are men in their 30s, 40s, 50s. They're grabbing the camera and just going berserk
this
like
is
that.
The human condition.
It
we
is.
Do this on New
it
Year's
is.
Eve. We stand on a street and watch a ball drop.
And we wear diapers
on New
to
Year's
get it
Eve.
Done.
They wear diapers.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know about that?
No, I had no idea. They just wear diapers?
Yes. Google it. That's been happening for a while.
I mean, I believe
you. How long do you have to think about it? Think about it.
I guess you're right.
What are you going to do?
Excuse me, can I?
You think the coffee shop is
pop into this FYE?
You think they're going to let the 55,000 people that are only in their little quarter block radius into their shop all night to use the restroom?
Excuse me, can I use your crapper?
No.
Well, sure, of course. Come on in.
You can't do that. I mean,
the Burger King in Times Square, the Whopper is $31.
You can't go. You can't use it for crapping. That's not good.
Well, if you're wearing the diaper.
Yeah, it's for number one only.
What happens if something sneaks up on you?
You just got to hold it. You can't.
No, sometimes you can't.
Well, you have to.
No, you can't have
you
to.
You have to do your best. You can't. It's for one purpose only. That's it.
Standing and urinating, that's acceptable to you.
Standing and defecating, you got to draw the line. You can't do
that. So, anyway, There is nothing that could get me into that crowd of people. I understand why people do it. I would never do it. So then we started to talk about the actual process and why people watch this on TV.
What'd you say?
They're reading names.
Yes, they're reading names.
They name names.
You can see all the pics later.
Yes, you can.
They pop up on your pad.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do. Yep. But there is just something, I can't explain it where it makes sense.
It's no.
Okay?
I don't think there's much explaining that.
No, it's just, it's people standing and reading names.
It's the NFL. It's the biggest, most popular sport. Did you say this? It's the biggest, most popular sport that we have.
She understands the NFL.
The table for
she
the next
likes
season.
The NFL. She likes watching games. She does not understand the point of having an entire evening devoted to this.
Brilliant marketing strategies over the past, you know, couple of decades. That plays into it.
Absolutely.
I think the fact that they, best decision they've ever made, right, was to make this a traveling circus. Why just lock it in to
and
Radio City Music Hall? Not like it was ever
for
bad.
Them to do is to move it around to non-NFL cities.
What do you think Columbus, Ohio would be like?
I'll tell you what. You can,
are you kidding me?
First of all, you have the rich football tradition here with Ohio State. But if you want to try and connect the dots, the first ever NFL league office was in downtown Columbus.
Yeah. How many people know that building
is still there.
And I don't think they do enough with that building. We need to get on the city to actually make that into something that actually is a museum and people can go and visit that. And there's some NFL
whatever.
Logos
I'm just saying,
around there.
You want to talk about, enjoying a rich football heritage. It's here.
Where would you put it? Do you have a spot in mind where we could get a stage? Because, I mean, you mentioned whatever it was, $275,000, $350,000, whatever it was. It was a massive people. And Detroit had a good area picked out where they put the stage in. I don't know if the Columbus Commons is a big enough spot. I mean, you could definitely pack that in with people and it would be going from wherever they would put the stage all the way to the...
Now
it might be
to
two
think.
Blocks long, possibly.
That would be a madhouse, wouldn't it?
That wouldn't be a bad spot for it. But is there something bigger?
More draft conversation. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 before Neal Avenue. Cruiser on scene there, so expect some slowdown. And we've got a couple minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy is here. Teddy is here. It is Tool of the Week Friday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Draft last night. I was enthralled. We had six quarterbacks go in the first round. It was pretty much all offense.
Six in the top 12.
Six in the top 12.
Top 12.
And then your first defensive pick didn't come until number 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anybody?
No, I don't think you are.
Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle from Texas,
right,
went to the Seahawks at 16.
Right. Somebody fell that I know Tyvus was a little bit higher on. Dallas Turner, we had him going in the top 10. He fell to 17. He went to the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings also got their quarterback in the first round.
And they traded up to get Dallas Turner.
But they didn't have to trade.
They traded up to get J.J. McCarthy.
They might have traded up to get both,
did they?
To be honest, because it's telling me that pick 17 came from Jacksonville, but I'm not reading the details of it.
Anyway, so Caleb Williams goes number one to the Bears. I have bought into this until week one when I hate everything and everyone. But I want you to tell me a number one pick in the draft at the quarterback position. who's going to walk into an offense like this. Now, the offensive line still is not great, but don't believe the pressure percentages you saw on the TV last night. A lot of that was Justin Fields holding the football way too long. Okay? I'm not saying this is a great offensive line. They are a serviceable offensive line. Let's say that. But you're walking in there with DJ Moore, who is a true number one wide receiver in the NFL, Keenan Allen, who you got in a trade for a fourth round pick, who is, you could argue, perhaps past his prime a little bit, not much, should be a very solid guy. Your number nine pick is my favorite new name, Rome Odunze.
Yes.
The wide receiver from Washington.
He is good. They
like so much.
I think Mel had him number four player overall. Big body receiver.
Thank you, Mel.
Makes good cuts, good release.
So you have him. Those are your top three receivers. You also have Cole Kmet, who is a top five tight end in the National Football League. You tell me a number one quarterback who's going into a better situation.
I can't. You know, I was thinking off the top of my head, the Cincinnati Bengals for Joe Burrow, but they didn't have Jamar yet. He came the next year.
Right.
So he had, you know, guys like Joe Mixon. Because I'm trying to look at that. What was that, 2019 when, or 2020? I can't think of it. I don't think it exists.
Doesn't exist.
It's a ridiculously good offense that Caleb Williams is going to surround himself with.
It has the ability to be. Now, that's not to say that Caleb Williams is automatically going to be great. He needs to go and be great. The Bears, who have a long track record of screwing up quarterbacks, that is a definite possibility. That just screw them up in
Absolutely.
Some way because you don't know how to coach or don't know how to lead a franchise. But when we're just looking at personnel on the field, he is going into a winning situation. I forget who it was. Who was it, Teddy? There was one of these talking heads that I tore their head off a couple weeks back when they said if the Bears draft Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, he should refuse to play for them. He should pull an Eli Manning and refuse to play for them.
Who did say that?
Somebody said it, and I forget who it was. And I was thinking to myself, do you not know who's on this Bear offense? That's the situation he should want to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what?
Who said it?
Regardless,
it was RG3.
That's right, RG3.
Oh my
God. RG3.
I still think I'm the best quarterback in the world. Robert, you're third string on the Redskins right now. You're not going to be in the league anymore. That guy was delusional as a player, and he has taken that into his career as an analyst. But no, think about this. What Joe did in 2020 in his first year with the Bengals, don't you think Caleb Williams should be able to accomplish some similar success, some success similar to what CJ Stroud had as a rookie last year?
Let me tell you,
if he's any bit of good or any bit of what they are saying he could be, that transcendent runner and passer, it should be some pretty good numbers for the Bears offense.
Don't make predictions willy-nilly. And I certainly don't step out for my own team because I hold them more accountable. It's like your own kid. You see a stranger's kid doing something, you just sort of shake your head. You see your kid doing that, you're tougher on your kid.
I know.
At least you should be.
I know it.
All right? So I'm tougher on my own team. Bears this year, playoffs.
He's just a common man.
Done.
Who are you, Beam?
No, I'm not Beam. Beam's got him probably going undefeated, going to the Super Bowl.
Yo, Bears are back, is what he's tweeting out.
First of all, I don't know when back was. Back to what?
Back.
85?
Back to, you know, Ditka.
Fine. I'm telling you. Playoffs. I'm in.
What about my guys? Huh? What about them? Do you think they got a chance?
No. I do want to point something else out, though.
We have
the TVs on in here. NFL Network is on. They're doing live programming, getting ready for the second round of the draft tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Tony Khan.
He's wearing the neck brace.
Tony Khan, whose father owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Shod, right?
Yes. Tony Khan also owns and runs the AEW wrestling promotion.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago on TV, he took a pile driver.
The old pile driver.
Which, if you're not familiar with the pile driver, your head and neck is
put into an accordion.
It's you're dropped on your head.
Right.
Is what it is.
And then your legs fly back.
So he's doing this interview right now, this live interview, wearing a neck brace. Now, he was wearing a neck brace in the Jags draft room last night. Now he's doing this on live TV. If I am the host of this show, I look at him and say, have some respect for your audience. Take the damn neck brace off. What are we doing here? We're just running gimmicks? If you're on wrestling programming, that's one thing. You're on an NFL show. We're talking about the draft, and you're going to sit here with this stupid neck brace on.
I mean, he's got to keep wearing it. He was wearing it throughout the entire draft in the war room. So why, if you're going to be wearing it there, don't you just have to keep the ruse going?
I'm just saying, and don't talk to me about, oh, well, they're trying to keep it real. This is the same promotion that does, like, shoot interview press conferences after pay-per-views. All right, yeah. They blur the lines all the time. You're really going to sit here with this stupid neck brace on and talk to me about the Jags' plans tonight?
I can't say that I've ever, you know, done anything to those limits.
I mean, we should all be so lucky to have billionaire daddy just hand us crap, shouldn't we?
Well, just you're taking the joke going. I mean, look at this idiot. Guy.
I know we're on the radio and I'm saying, look at this idiot.
But you guys saw him. You saw Tony Khan yesterday in the images of him just wearing the neck brace. It's just, who is the Bobby Petrino? He actually almost killed himself in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, he needed the neck brace.
He's up there, you know, in something that's become a meme till the end of time now. This guy's just choosing to do it.
All right, I'm talking about my guys. I'm talking about Caleb Williams. Your guys, the Commanders.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels.
Yes. Not back. I mean, I hope he's good, but I have no hope. I don't think that.
You have no hope.
I don't think Washington will ever be
good. Everybody's got a little bit of hope.
No. It's been sucked out of me. It's been beaten out of me. I can't feel good about the team. There's no positivity. You know, Dan Snyder was out of there. I was talking to my buddy on our draft preview show last night, who still covers the Commanders and does a show out east. And they already got rid of Dan Snyder, and they just went out and had a horrific season, and they ruined a quarterback prospect in Sam Howell. He kind of ruined himself, too. He held the ball a long time, but I don't know.
Give the new ownership a chance, though.
I'll give them a chance, but they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to make the playoffs for me to ever predict it again.
This is the first step. You get yourself a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. We've tried that a couple of times before, and it never worked out.
Mm.
I hope he's good. They say he's Lamar Jackson 2.0.
All right.
That sounds good.
Marvin Harrison Jr. does his own thing. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find traffic is stop and go on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. And be aware of an accident on Johnstown Road at East 17th Avenue causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Dell Technologies and Intel are pushing what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yes, sir?
This ain't one of them.
No.
Okay, no. Although, you know, I was going to save this for later. I think I still will save this for later. Never mind.
All right.
I'll wet your whistle by saying this. The new Bon Jovi documentary series is streaming on Hulu, and I've carved out some time tonight to go home and watch it. And we have an edict now at this radio station just passed this week by our fearless leader, Fish, that we are not allowed to play clips from songs anymore on the show.
Like the copyright issues have caught up to us.
Can't do it, at least for the time being, until we figure out some sort of workaround.
Well, and this has been a deal on some of the podcast platforms that people listen to you guys on, right?
Yes.
Where they've gotten back
Spotify
to you.
Spotify likes to
get you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to play some Jove for you today.
Oh.
To get you in the mood.
But too bad.
But I can't. Because Fish told me I can't play any songs. But he said nothing about using karaoke version of Jove, and then I sing the song.
Oh.
He said nothing about that.
You did that?
I'm just saying that may happen today. That's
all. My goodness. So what? Those are copyright free, I guess. Like the.
I mean, it's another
little karaoke.
It's another band doing it.
They're just like backtracks.
It's
yeah.
It's a you know cover band who's doing the music, and then I'm going to be doing the singing.
Yeah.
So how would that be a problem?
I guess it's not. I do like how in a lot of the karaoke versions, like they keep some background like singers. Like if
well, I mean, you have to have something.
You got to have something there. Yeah. To complete the track.
Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Arizona Cardinals last night at number 4, as many people expected him to do. This little nugget was interesting, too. He has not signed his NFLPA licensing deal. So, you know, your team takes a guy early on in the draft. You want to go. Cardinal fans want to pop on Fanatics and buy the jersey, whatever. If you went on Fanatics last night or NFL Shop or any of these places that sell official Cardinal merchandise, this is the message that you saw. Attention, Cardinals fans. Currently, Fanatics and other retailers are not able to offer Marvin Harrison Jr. merchandise until he signs a licensing contract with the NFLPA. Products will be immediately available once he signs. So if you wanted to buy a jersey last night, I don't know if it's changed since then, you could not do it.
I wonder why. I wonder
what he's an interesting man.
He's an interesting guy.
He just sort of goes to the beat of his own drum.
I could have understood this in the past system, you know, pre-Sam Bradford, where this was a part of you negotiating what that first contract was going to be, and then you weren't going to enter into the Players Association until you got all that resolved. Even then, I mean, you could still make a case for just being a part of the PA because obviously at some point you're going to sign with a team, negotiations notwithstanding. But with this, yeah, it's very interesting. Like, you make what you make, right? The number 4 overall pick makes
it's slotted. That's
what you
right.
make.
Now, you can
I guess
argue
you can
about
argue
some offset signing language bonuses and stuff like that.
Things like that. Yeah, the offset. But that's weird. Yeah, he obviously made a lot of headlines and made a lot of noise with everything that he chose to do. Or actually, the things that he didn't choose to do. He chose not to run. He didn't do much of that.
He didn't do anything.
Throughout the whole draft process.
He didn't work out at the combine. He didn't really do anything at pro day.
But look, so many people questioned that. And once again, like, he called everybody's bluff. He was the first wide receiver off the board. He's the highest Ohio State wide receiver ever drafted. Terry Glenn. That kind of surprised me to read that Terry Glenn was actually the highest receiver taken at, what was it, number 7 overall back in 1996?
Yeah.
I
have the full list here. You want it?
Yeah. Yeah, please share.
So Paul Warfield in 64.
Hall of Famer.
Was number 11. Joey Galloway, big gap, by the way, from 64 to 95, when was the next time you had a first-round wide receiver. 64 to 95, no first-round receivers. Joey Galloway, 8th. Terry Glenn, 96, 7th. David Boston, 99, 8th. 2004, Michael Jenkins, 29th. 2006, Santonio Holmes, 25th. 2007, Anthony Gonzalez, 32nd. Just snuck in there. 2007, Ted Ginn Jr., 9th.
Mm-hmm.
2022, Chris Olave, 11th. 2022, Garrett Wilson, 10th. 2023, Jackson Smith and Jigba, 20th. And now this year, Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4th. There has never been a school that has more first-round wide receivers than Ohio State. I've said this before. We are entering an unprecedented time of wide receiver talent here. I mean, you go back to the 90s, we had the talent, but not like the talent that's trickling in right now.
No, and it's really only in the last 4 to 5 years as it's blown up. You know what stunned me? Because we're talking about, you know, both of our teams having the top 2 picks, and I'm thinking about a guy in particular that I've always kept my eye on because I liked him so much here. Good dude, good player, and that's Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry. I was stunned to look back on it and find that he was the 76th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And he turned out to be that good. And he was that good right away as a rookie. Unbelievable pick there. But yeah, it's just, you walk it back, you know, 3 to 4 years, and those later names that you just mentioned, having Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave go 10th and 11th in the same draft, and then Jackson Smith and Jigba go 20th overall. And a lot of these guys did have injury issues too. Like, you take a look at, you know, JSN, he hardly got to play in that season, and he still went as a first-round talent because of mm-hmm. what he did in 2022 for the Buckeyes.
So Ohio State, I just told you, has the most wide receiver first-rounders of all time. They also just have the most first-rounders of all time. This is the updated list Ohio State was number one before the draft. They continue to be number one. Ohio State has had 78 first-round picks since 1967, since the modern NFL draft era, 67. USC is second with 75. Alabama has 72. Then Miami has 62. They will continue to sink like a stone on this list. Florida, 56. Florida State, 47. Then it's Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, Penn State, Oklahoma, Texas, Clemson. Ohio State, number one with a bullet at 78.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's, like you said, this year's draft, they're not going to get the overall number of draft picks. How many do they have in 2023? Six? Probably winds up being, you know, four, five, or six, no more than that for 2024. And that's a step back than, you know, what they did 2019, 2020, 2021. They might have had close to 30 guys taken in that 3-year stretch, but they'll get it back up. I mean, you know, the big story with this Ohio State football team in the offseason was all the guys that elected not to go in to the NFL draft.
Right.
So next year's class could be another one of those, you know, I don't know. It might set a record next year for just overall draft picks. There's certainly a chance for that.
Look, and we hang on to these stats because we have them. You know, in reality, Alabama's what did I say Alabama was? Third on this list at 72. I'd love to change places with them and have their championships recently. That's what it all matters for, is finding the talent, getting the talent. And yes, you have some pride when you turn on the TV on Sundays and see the guys that you watched on Saturdays out there. But ultimately, we want the talent because we want to win championships. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. And so as good as this wide receiver crop has been recently with Ohio State, they've yet to do the ultimate thing, which is win the national championship.
Yeah, they've got to do that. They had it back in 2014, but that's...
Well, but that's not Gene this crop Smith, that Gene we're talking Smith about.
No. But, I mean, they need another title. When you were looking at that list, the thing that stuck out to me is that there's no school that surprises you. You know? I think when I was looking at a separate list, and I think it was overall draft picks since 2000, just this century, Iowa actually crept onto that list. They were top 25, and that was the one school that kind of made me go, oh, okay. You know, they don't really compete at the highest level of college football.
No, but, you know, they good, do with, like, great offensive line prospects.
Right, but they've got a couple of position groups that they're just sort of known for, and even beyond then, they've put some linebackers, some DBs. You've, of course, got the tight ends and the offensive linemen, but an occasional quarterback gets into the NFL out of there. But here, the one that you just read to me, most first-round picks since 1967, they're all big brand schools. They're all the guys that do pretty well in the college football
block. Yeah, I guess the thing that surprises me, though, not necessarily that these schools are on this list, but that some of them haven't done better. Like, Ohio State is 78. Texas has 36. People have always looked at Columbus and Austin as sort of mirror images of each other. They're both fairly big cities that love their college football. Of course, Texas high school football is crazy.
Right.
And
right.
While you do have other schools going in there and trying to cherry pick all the talent out of Texas, there should be plenty to go around for the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
And yet
I agree.
You have Ohio State with 78 first round picks.
I agree.
And Texas with 36.
It's surprising that Texas has that few, because you think of them and we know that they had their struggles here recently when
Mac
Brown
retired.
This covers a lot of ground. And I think that's why, you know, Miami being that high up there, you're thinking about them as, you know, they're not the same as they once were, but they had a heyday. They had a, you know, a 10 or 20 year stretch where,
right,
my goodness, they were pumping guys into the NFL draft. And as you can see, many of them high end first round talent.
Nick Saban is coming clean about breaking the rules. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find some slower traffic on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71, and expect a delay on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Don't be just a number at the bank. First Service Federal Credit Union puts you first. Become a valued member at firstcu.com. Switch for the savings, stay for the service. Ready for banking with a human approach? Find First Service at firstcu.com. I'm Nicole for 97. 7.1, the Fan traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life
is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Hey, Droopy Sack would like you to go to wherever you get your audio and search Common Man and T-Bone and click subscribe. Every single show will come right to your device, free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Perhaps you missed yesterday's show where the Queen popped by and she ranked her top 10 lovers of all time.
That's pretty good.
And then Mel Kiper came by and ranked the Queen's ranking of the top 10 lovers of all time. That is on the podcast from yesterday. And Jen Winters has put together a little video for you chronicling all of that on the Fan
good.
Social account. So go find us wherever you want to find us.
Can I just say that was one of the top five most jaw-dropping bits in the history of the show.
Do not patronize me.
No, it was... just saying. It was pretty good. It's pretty outrageous.
First of all, I don't know what a bit is. That was just the Queen was here.
That's right. My mistake.
I don't know what a bit is.
Yeah,
Ted, do you know what a bit is?
I don't know what I was talking about.
A bit goes in a horse's mouth, I believe. That's a bit.
You're a horse's mouth.
Nick Saban.
Or you're a horse's.
Nick Saban. Stop it, boys. Stop it. I don't want a Rimmer Milan situation here. Trying to do the show.
Do you have the punching sound effects?
No, F you! Yeah. No, F me, F you! F you! I'm going to get you! Fire, old man! I wish you'd say that to my Serbian face! Okay. Nick Saban was on the broadcast last night doing draft stuff. And I guess now that he's done coaching, he is A-okay with talking about breaking the rules.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Quinyon Mitchell, who was a corner from Toledo. And Saban said he was our number one guy in the portal last year to try and get him to come out of the portal, and he never would get in the portal. So
meaning he's not in the portal.
Meaning he's not in the portal. You wanted him. You were enticing him. You were trying to get him, which means you were tampering with someone else's roster. That's what you were doing.
Which apparently we know is going on all
over the place. Of course it's going
on.
But I love, you know, guys like Saban. Guys like Saban, they always talk, when appropriate, they're glorified high school guidance counselors, where they're just here to lead young men. That's all. And if we happen to win some football games in the meantime, well, then, gee golly whiz, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, here you got a guy who's, you know, at Toledo, seems happy to be at Toledo, getting a fine education. I don't know if it's fine education, but he's getting
to stop.
He's getting an education.
Oh, yeah, that's an education for all sure. Right. That's a pile of
he's
an education.
He's at the glass bowl.
Sure.
He's doing it all.
Yeah.
And Saban just can't let him be.
Well, Saban's
got to try and entice him with his nakedness.
He, more than anybody, the nakedness and the oatmeal cream pies, and he's got the door that opens and closes from a push of a button.
He sent Miss Terry over there just to take her robe off.
Yes, didn't
that's
work.
That's what kept him at Toledo.
Didn't work, apparently. I guess Jason Candle takes his robe off, and that's a better deal.
Candle in the wind.
He is a candle in the wind. But Nick has been the guy, more than anybody in college football, that would have players that would turn into problems, right? They would have more problems than, say, the usual program. Maybe not as far as Florida Gators.
Not when it comes
Urban.
To driving. Georgia's got him beat.
But Alabama has had its share of arrests in the past since Nick Saban was the coach there. A lot of the big SEC programs, and even Big Ten programs, they you can run into that, too.
And
not to say it's
fairness,
above everybody.
Usually the better the program, the
usually
more trouble you're going to have.
But one of the foundations that he always built his program on, and one of the lines he would use is, why would I just discard these guys if they're already having problems? And you can say it's BS or not, but this is just what he would say.
Right.
Why would we send them out if they're already having problems? We need to keep them in the football program, keep them part of the family so we can strengthen their character and find a way to build
them
back up.
And we would all roll our eyes because that was his excuse for not dismissing talented guys from the football program.
It's an easy way to say, like, oh, you know, we want to have them come to Bible study and all this good stuff and turn them into strong men, not just cast them out where there'll be problems again. But yes, easy to say that. It's just really, really funny to hear him say this about one of the hot guys in the draft that was coming from one of the mid-major schools. You got a Toledo guy, so it's a cool Ohio story. And then we're sitting there and we hear Nick Saban say this. Like, wait, huh? What? Like, we know that this was a guy that might have been thought to go in the portal and take a shot and try his hand at a bigger program, but he never wound up doing that. So how could you have been talking to him? Or what was the quote again? He was our number one guy in the portal last year.
In the portal who we could never get to be in the portal.
It was a major Freudian slip. He could probably go back and say, well, I mean, I was just saying if he ever did get into the portal, he was our number one guy if he went into the portal.
You didn't make any contact with him.
Yeah, he'll have some way to make good on that and say you can't prove anything, but it sure is interesting, and we do hear tons of stories about guys getting contacted when they're certainly not in the portal.
All right, listen to me. If you would like to hear me, it's Friday, maybe have some feel-good vibes. If you would like to hear me make a total fool of myself, then I want you to listen to the next segment, because I will do it.
I'm in.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should know that all lanes are closed due to an accident on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. Traffic has stopped from Frank Road. We also have a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio Laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio Laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Timmy's here. Teddy's here. I'm here. Bone is dead. He'll be back on Monday. Tool of the Week Friday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. The Bon Jovi documentary is streaming on Hulu starting today.
You got to be pumped for this one.
I'm going to sit down tonight. It's like 4-hour-long episodes. I'm going to watch it all.
Okay. Is it going to be just a lot of cut-ins at live shows, or is it more show?
What are you asking me for?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet.
I figured you'd read about it's
a documentary piece. They're going to be sitting down talking about their lives.
That's what I asked.
That's right.
Okay.
Why are you getting upset with me, and why am I getting upset with you?
I have no idea. I just asked you a simple question about the Bon Jovi documentary.
I was going to play you some selections today.
Yes.
From Bon Jovi's rich catalog.
But not allowed.
But Fish told me we can't play music anymore on this show. We can't play copyrighted music anymore on this show. So I figured I'd take some karaoke stuff and I'd sing it for you. Now, it's not exactly like John Bon Jovi, but considering the state of his voice today, maybe I'd do a little bit better.
I have vocal surgery. So
two selections for you. I have You Give Love a Bad Name. I wanted something hot. Fire. And then I want to slow it down with Bed of Roses, which is a ballad. Oh. Now, which one do you want to hear first?
I want to go slow first.
Slow first.
And then go faster,
all right, well, this
quicker.
Fades in, right? Mm. Now, Teddy's familiar with this song because once upon a time, he did his own version of this song, except he changed the name to Bed of Guns when talking about former Cowboy player Greg Hardy, who was accused of throwing his
on a bed
lady
of weapons.
Friend
yes.
on a bed of guns.
Bad.
And I will tell you that there's some pretty high notes in here, as the song goes. I attempt to hit them and fail miserably, but I gave it the good old college try.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Sitting here wasted and wounded at this old piano, trying hard to capture the moment this morning I don't know. 'Cause a bottle of vodka still lodged in my head, and some blonde gave me nightmares. Think that she's still in my bed. As I dream about movies they won't make of me when I'm dead. With an ironclad fist, I wake up and French kiss the morning, while some marching band keeps its own beat in my head while we're talking.
I gotta tell you, I sound good.
About
you got it so
all
far.
The things that I long to believe about love, the truth, what you mean to me, and the truth is...
Now we're gonna start kicking it up a couple of octaves.
Baby, you're all that I need.
Never had one lesson. Never had one singing lesson.
No singing lessons?
Nothing. Never.
Really?
Ever.
Surprised me.
I got to tell you, I really let it go. And I'm not in my prime anymore. I'm a 44-year-old man trying to get that done.
Doesn't your voice get better in time? It's seasoned now?
I no.
I mean, you haven't been...
talking.
You haven't been banging away like Bon Jovi has. You haven't been stretching your vocal cords in a singing
I haven't stretched my vocal cords. I've been screaming on the radio for 25 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That doesn't stretch the vocal cords.
Yeah.
I scream until I'm hoarse.
Yeah, that's true. I take it back.
All right, Teddy, what do you give that? Scale 1 to 10. 10 being Jove is here in his prime singing to you. 1 being Jove is here right now singing to you.
Well, I will say,
where do you put it?
You put your heart and your soul into that.
I gave it my all.
You gave it your all. And I mean, dog, you were doing it. I'm proud that you came out today and gave your best effort. You know,
what do you give it?
Though? You're not going to Hollywood.
No, I know I'm not going to Hollywood, but
right.
What's my score?
Is it a yes? Is it a yes or is it a no, Ted?
Can I?
Is it a yes?
I'm an amateur.
No, it's not a yes. It's a number.
I know.
I'm an amateur.
You're going the American Idol style.
I'm a good guy. 6.
I'll take a 6. And let me tell you, that was all one take in there. That was all one take. No filters on the voice. No nothing. That was all one take.
I'd like to up it to a 7, just for the effort. Like you said, giving it the old college try.
All right, now you want to get moving?
The fact that you're attacking, the way you attacked that chorus when it got into, I want to lay you down on a bed of roses. You were passionate.
That's a tough song, too.
I wanted to be laid down on a bed of roses.
I know. I have that effect on people. All right, next up.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
Darling, it, you gave love a bad name. Acapella is not my thing. All right, I need some music behind me. I apologize for that.
You gotta hide it a little bit.
You know, what are you gonna do? But I'm gonna give this one a college try too. Tell me what you think. What did you give me? A 7?
Got a 7 on Better
Roses. I'm gonna get a 7.5 here.
What's up the score?
Or an 8 or a 9. Here we go.
An angel's smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Whoa, you're a loaded gun. Yeah. Whoa,
the second chorus of this, second verse of this, because I was feeling it so much. Here we go.
Paint your smile on your lips, blood red nails on your fingertips, a schoolboy's dream, you act so shy, your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Whoa, you're a loaded gun.
Now I ran out of steam.
Well done.
I would like also to point out this was a British karaoke version, so if you listen closely to the background singers, they have a very clear British accent.
It's great. I love it. They did a good job.
You gotta have background.
You gotta have background singers.
Now, if I had more time, because I did this half an hour before the show started, if I had more time, I would have gone in there and looped my voice. And I would have been my own backup singers. But I didn't have time for that.
I'm longing for Living on a Prayer.
I don't have that. I just did those two.
I know, but I'm...
Teddy, what song did you think hoping for was next my week, better maybe. Performance? What'd you think?
Oh, song number two, obviously.
We saved the best. That's why I requested Bed of Roses first, because I knew it was going to kick it up, and we would appreciate the energy and the upbeat tune.
Yeah, I mean, it started out a little slow, like you mentioned, with the acapella, but then... when it got going, and then you threw in those, in there. I mean, I was just like, whoa,
yeah.
You know, just clothes exploding and flying off. I mean, it was banging.
When you went into the, whoa, that was the loaded gun.
I can tell you, that's
part.
Not my natural cadence. I'm more of a,
right.
You know?
More of a, not a, whoa.
Yeah.
I got it. It's a good job. Putting yourself out there. Aren't they coming soon?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're playing the Bluestone.
We should go.
It's I've never seen them in a venue that small.
Collective Soul people, by the way.
Yeah.
I know, that would be wild.
I can't tell Samantha about it though.
She's a fan.
She loves Collective Soul.
Get out.
It's Taylor Swift 1. Collective Soul 2, Oasis 3.
Does she like that track Simple? The beginning of the main album?
She loves all Collective Soul.
Let's jam.
And I told her that if they were to come into town, I would take her. Because I think she's old enough for a concert now.
Yeah.
But.
That would be cool.
Bluestone, I can't do. Because that's general admission. Like, I wouldn't be able to get there in time to get a good spot in the front. And so I'd have to have her on my shoulders the entire time.
Have you seen anything in that venue before? I haven't.
We were supposed to have Man and Bone Fest in that venue.
Oh, wow.
That was a place we were supposed to have Man and Bone Fest.
Is that where Beamer got married?
Yes, that's where he got married.
Okay, so
we were both there.
It's just an open floor space. There's like the balcony.
That's it.
You could either get a table. Will they have like some tables on the exterior?
I think they sell drinks and do some stuff up there. But it's just standing room. Whenever you get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you go in the door. I can't bring a 7-year-old to a concert
not.
Like that.
But I do think that is going to be an awesome place to see true fans, you know, for true fans of the band to check them out.
You know what I would love to do? And we've never done this on this show. But the day of that show, I'd love to get Ed to come in here and do an acoustic song for us.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
I don't even know who to reach out to get that done, though. Well,
there's got to be a...
I mean, in the sports world, we know how to do that. We have a million people that we call, but...
Let's see. They're almost... I don't want to say they've been knocked down a few levels, but they're not exactly mainstream at the top anymore.
Mouth.
They might have a website with contact info. I can remember...
They're not going to... You know what? You're on the case.
I can remember Stroke 9 actually reached back to me Twitter
Do
one
not
day.
Compare Collective Soul to Stroke 9 and Little Black Backpack.
Don't take anything away from Stroke 9.
I'm not.
They had a couple great albums.
Fine. They're not Collective Soul.
Collective Soul's got a website.
Well,
go ahead.
You're on the case.
Yeah.
And if you get it done, Timmy, finder's fee for you.
Okay.
I'm going to pay you a finder's fee.
We're going to get him.
And my finder's fee is going to be me singing more songs for you.
I'm going to get to hear him sing if I get this done.
You will.
Live in the studio. That'll be a gift enough.
Oh, I'll be so nervous. All right. I'm sorry for that last segment. Apologize. We have international stuff going on. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 33. And there's almost a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio Laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio Laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, hi. Well, I forgot I have ED. Timmy's here. Talk for a second, Timmy.
Get it taken care of. That's what I know about it.
You get it taken care of.
I will say this. In the break there, we started to do some quick internet research where we brought up the idea, if you're just joining us, of trying to get Ed Roland, who is the lead singer, co-founder, right? Him and his brother Dean.
No, Ed's the whole thing.
Ed's the whole thing,
Ed's
okay.
Ed's the whole kit and caboodle.
The band Collective Soul that Mike's a huge fan
of. His brother Dean is in the band.
Yes.
He doesn't write songs.
Yes, they're in the band, and they've been around, what, since the early 90s? And they were really big in the 90s and into the early 2000s. They are coming to Columbus on June 4th, they're going to play the Bluestone. So he just conjured up the idea, something that would be cool if they'd be open to doing it, would be to have Ed come down to the studio and play a little acoustic deal, join for a segment. It would be an upgrade over Mr. Belding, the last one I can remember like that.
Well, we've never had a musician in here.
A real musician.
It's just not something we've pursued, but let's face it. We have entire segments here where we talk about candy bars and...
So why not?
Fast food hamburgers. So.
And that would be really entertaining. What would you want him to play?
Whatever he wants to play.
Yeah, just whatever you want.
They got a new album out if he wants to play one of those, or if he wants to give us an oldie but a goodie.
So, like, the wheels are spinning. I will reach out. I will try to contact somebody.
All right.
See what the possibilities are.
Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe you look down below the equator and it's a limp noodle. And I'm sure Ed Roland can't just show up and go, yeah, and make things stand on attention. You may need a little bit more help with that. That's where my friends at Tri-State Men's Health come in. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment. I want you to call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. They are a stone's throw. You can actually reach out and touch Program Director Fish's apartment.
The gills.
From the Tri-State Men's Health. So what happens usually is when you're in there and they're analyzing you and Fish is looking through the window.
He's waving.
Just gazing at you.
It's like that movie Smile.
I didn't see it.
Like it's done by M. Night, but it's not.
I didn't see it.
But they're just smiling at you. Fish does that
when you look
out the window.
Star in that movie?
Smile! Smile!
Imagine John L. Smith looking at you. You'll never get it up again.
If not, I'm not talking. Smile. If not, I'm not talking.
Because I said it was like that.
I miss John L. Smith.
John,
you know who else misses John L. Smith? Michigan State right now.
Do you have the piece of him in the Ohio State game heading into the locker room at halftime?
The coaches are screwing it up.
Do you have the coaches there? Hey, I'm playing the tail off. Coaches are screwing it up.
I'll find it. Who's doing a full search on here?
Lunatics. What do you mean? Who's doing a full search?
Oh, we got the quick search. We got the full search.
Oh, I know. The bad search engine on this little audio system.
Here it is. What year was this?
I don't know, early 2000s?
This is Ohio State playing Michigan State. They go into the half. Of course, the interviewer comes over, talks to John L. Smith. This is what he says.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
No longer version?
That's what I have.
That's it.
I lied. Here's another one.
Very upset. We shouldn't have been in a ball game with fast field goal. The coach had sent him in. We shouldn't have sent him in. That's a damn coaching mistake. The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Did he say dang coaching mistake?
He sounds like Scott Steiner there, doesn't he? Didn't it sound like Scott Steiner running off the field?
Maybe a little bit.
You want a little Scott Steiner?
He had a little math thrown in there.
Charlie. You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal.
Smile.
So you got a 25% at best at beating me.
If not,
and you
I'm
add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you as sacrifice.
I would like to point something out. That man graduated from Michigan.
Wow.
All right. Letterman at Michigan. That man right there.
Oof.
Do you actually hear someone laughing slightly? There's someone in the background chuckling when he's doing his math.
Like this can't just be the act right here.
And they use that on TV. Yeah. That was the best version they had.
Sure. You just got to go with it at that point. I don't know how you can be in that mode and be expected to do mathematics.
Well, and
they don't mix.
Who's
the high energy and the math
big
does not
Papa
mix.
Pump that he sucks too.
Excuse me, can we do that again? I mean, you were sort of flailing
and sounded
like an idiot, and then he just takes you in the back in old country way.
Make you humble.
Mm-hmm. International stuff going on. If you're interested, this weekend we have the Astros and Rockies. They're playing in Mexico City. I don't know why you'd be interested in those two crap teams.
Because there might be a lot of home runs or runs scored in that game, so you might be interested in that.
Is that why?
Well, they've had some games there in the past, and
elevation, Teddy?
And it gets, depending on, you know, the weather and everything, obviously, but they've had some games there where it was like, I think, 17-13 or something like that. So,
all right.
Possibly.
All right, here's the real international story, though. College football, it's becoming a global game. And now it's going to get even more global. Iowa State and Kansas State will open up the 2025 college football season in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, we got it. I mean,
if there's ever a reason to go to Ireland. I mean, look, Notre Dame going there, fine, cute. Northwestern and Nebraska, whatever. This, though. Iowa State and Kansas State?
I don't know.
I can't think of a better... Michael Bishop! I can't think of a better matchup.
Michael Bishop. L. Roberson. I don't know. Darren Sproles. Just all the Kansas State guys from yesteryear. Nothing speaks Irish. Luck of the Irish. Like Kansas State and Iowa State.
I'll tell you, the Irish people are going to be just stampeding to get into that venue. This is not the first international game for Kansas State. I had forgotten about this.
Really?
Kansas State played Nebraska in Japan in 1992.
Oh, my God. I would not have known that.
Yes. It was December of 92, Kansas State and Nebraska in Japan. They have never been back to Japan, college football, so I'm guessing it was a horrible failure.
You said this was December? Was it a bowl game then?
No. They just had to wait a couple weeks because of the travel made it so difficult.
Interesting.
So it was still counted as a regular season game, even though regular season was over for
regular
most of,
season was done.
For all of college football, because there were no conference championship games at that time.
Right, so they had maybe a couple extra weeks to get it done. And the schedule, the college football season used to start a little bit earlier than it does now. And you know, I guess they still could have gotten a bowl game in. That's crazy.
We're getting a lot of suggestions for a new segment on this show. I will share them with you. Plus, Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 10-minute holdup if you're traveling southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and I-70. And stop-and-go traffic is causing another 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Timmy is here. Teddy is here. Bone is dead. He's back on Monday. We get him back to the grave. From the grave.
Yes.
On Monday.
Yeah.
I sang earlier in the show. If you missed that, consider yourself lucky. But I am getting some suggestions from people saying that we should have a weekly thing called Common Man Karaoke, where the listeners send in their requests, and I pick a song, and I have at it.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, there's part of me that wants to do that, that wants to put on my pleather pants and come in here and really belt them out for you guys.
Karaoke.
Common Man Karaoke. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
We can probably get a sponsor attached to
can
that,
right?
Can I
be a background singer?
Well, that's interesting. Can't outshine me, though.
Oh, no, I'd said just a background singer.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I could just picture you elbowing me out of the way.
I would.
You can be in the spotlight.
Give me that mic. I mean, can we at least share the microphone? Like, no. How about some duets?
Although you want to talk about sharing the microphone. John and Richie.
Yeah.
From Bon Jovi. When they did Wanted Dead or Alive, and they share that microphone.
It's just a great rock look when you've got two singers sharing the same fixed microphone.
Right? Having a moment.
Oh, I love it.
Having a moment.
Get out of the way. And when they get like that side turn, you know, or when guys have their guitars and they go back to back and they play the geet a little bit.
You know what I enjoy too? The Bon Jovi documentary is streaming on Hulu. And I've, you know, listened and read some of the interviews from John as he's done a lot of press leading up to this documentary series. And he's been married to his wife, Dorothea, for 35 years. And the question was asked about a million times. How does your relationship make it? How does the rock star stay married to the same woman that he met in high school and you stay married for 35 years? How does it happen? And I like how John's answer essentially was, well, I mean, I cheated on her a lot, but she just stuck around.
She's really a great gal.
Right.
She's understanding of my lifestyle.
I go on the road and I do things and then I come home and I apologize and I don't bring my work life to home. That's what it is.
Wow.
I mean, look, did you really think that for 35 years at the height of his stardom, John Bon Jovi's not on the road taking in the delights? Of course he is.
Well,
He just happens to have a wife at home that understands that. My wife wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't also put her in that position.
No.
But then again, doing this job, I don't have 19-year-olds throwing panties at me.
Maybe it would be a little bit different. Maybe you'd have to reanalyze if all those opportunities were there day after day after day.
I'm just saying, I can't put myself in that position. I got half a chubby just doing Wanted Dead or Alive. I didn't do Wanted Dead or Alive. I did You Give Love a Bad Name karaoke version.
Mm-hmm.
I can't and in front of nobody in an empty radio studio. I can't imagine doing that in front of 70,000 people. And you got girls winking at you in the front two rows.
Could you imagine having to have those that thought process of how this is okay or how I'm going to explain this. Honey, I mean, you got to know it's all just, it's purely physical. There's no love. There's no love. I love you.
I like come home to you.
That's basically like I'm going to the gym.
Now, look, I'm not saying that it's every woman should be out. Like that. I don't think that at all. My wife would take a chainsaw to my peppy.
No, I'm not saying but that either. I'm just saying.
Clearly, he married a woman that came to terms with that a long time ago.
Imagine being in that frame of mind where you can explain that away and your significant other, when you go home, is totally cool with it. Now, look, if you can think it, I'm also a guy that says if you can think it, it's been done. Humans on planet Earth have lived it out. Like, if it's a thought that even pops into your head, it's been done. So there's probably whole societies in like secret neighborhoods where, you know, you've got like the pineapples that you turn upside down.
Let me tell you something. I've heard a lot of rumors.
I'm sure
about the Dublinites.
You know, like how when the guys were doing the Manhattan Project and they started they had to have their own neighborhood out there. Maybe a place like that where you get like a little sect, a little group of people that just decide, you know what? It's totally normal. It's going to be, we can be married, we can go home to the same house, and we can do all like the logistical stuff. But other than that, you can go willy-nilly with whoever you see, whoever you want, and no one's going to have any type of feelings about it.
Just a couple weeks ago, I'm walking with my parents through their neighborhood. We're taking a nice walk. And I pointed out a house, and I said, oh, they have some nice landscaping.
Yeah! You know what I heard about them?
This is my mom's voice, not my wife's voice. They're the same in my head. That's sick. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Oh, let's take a look.
I heard they have lots of parties.
What do you mean they have lots of parties?
They like to get together with other people.
How do you know?
I just hear things.
Okay. Maybe they do. So you walk a little bit. Oh, there's...
See that house over there? They're having the parties, too.
My mom is convinced that everybody in the neighborhood...
Is that all she'll say?
...is getting together and swapping spit.
Does she just say parties?
No, then she says, like, you know.
She just says, you know.
Upside down pineapple.
No, I don't know, Mom.
I don't know where she's getting her intel.
I don't know. I don't know. My mom's like the mayor of the neighborhood.
How do you... You know, you hear about this stuff. It does go on. How does one get involved?
I walked around the entire... Giant Eagle once with an upside down pineapple in my cart, and nobody approached me. And I got to tell you, I was a little offended. I just wanted to be approached. It's not like I'm going to go through with it. Maybe, but I just wanted like a little, hey.
Maybe that's a myth. Maybe
No, that's not. I've heard too many stories.
Maybe that's just for
the people listening right now. There are people listening to this show right now. It's Friday night. They have plans to go.
They're going.
And get with the neighbors.
Yeah. Can you think about that? That blows my mind. There are people listening right now
that have
an orgy planned later. How?
I mean, you and I.
How's that happen?
We could be setting this up.
No.
I'm just saying, this is how it's done. Guys like us get together. They tease about it for a little while.
I'd be so uncomfortable.
And then eventually, like Ted's here too. All six of us. We can get together, get weirdo lighting and shag carpeting. Maybe a couple lava lamps.
A lot of oils. No, you know what?
Lotions.
I'd have to be calling my guys at Tri-State Men's Health because it would not work for me. I'd be too nervous. I'd be out of the element. It wouldn't go well.
That's first time. Everybody's nervous the first time.
You talk about stage fright.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I struggled to do a remote radio show. I'm more comfortable here in the studio with you and with Panama Ted.
Do you think
you take me out of the box
there'd
here?
There'd be more pressure if it was somebody else's house, or would you rather it be in your house? I think it'd be actually weirder in your house.
I'd have to be in someone else's house.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right, Teddy, you down for all this? I mean, six of us tonight. We'll get a pizza pie.
Are you talking about it?
Yeah,
three of us and our wives.
I got a thing tonight. Actually,
I got a thing too. What time's your thing?
oh yeah,
we'll work around the thing.
I know what you're talking about, Teddy. I got a thing.
The thing's been canceled, yeah, Ted. Yeah. You got this thing now.
We got a thing. No. It's a draft party.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to be invited, but you know,
right. You're like Mike now. I just want to be invited. It's the thought.
All right, we were going to do the Fat Boy food tip. We got sidetracked with swinger talk. We'll get back on track to the food coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Bryce Road. And there's some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 70, again on the east side between Miller Avenue and the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
Let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, spring is here. It's only going to get hotter from here, and I want you to call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. See what happens is, you got leaky windows. You run that air conditioner in the house. By the way, that air is expensive. That cold air that you paid for leaks out. You're paying to heat the air, cool the outside, heat and cool. You know what? Let me start over. If you're in need of new windows, because yours are leaky and drafty, call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. They back it up with a true 20-year warranty. Plus, 0% financing for 60 months. Call them today, 614-502-5220. Schedule your free in-home estimate, and for every two windows you buy, you get the next two free. Plus, 0% financing for 60 months. That is 5 years. Restrictions apply, because they always do. Tell them I told you to call and get an additional $250 off your project. Go to UWD.com. New website, UWD.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. All right, Timmy's here.
Yeah. Somebody just asked me, would I be able to stay conscious if Zac Efron and Jake Gyllenhaal sang a song together in perfect harmony while also rubbing their rock hard abs together?
Rock hard abs. Abs. Nervous where that was going.
She's just got way too much energy, even Blue the other dog.
Thank you, Chops.
Now, they are high on my list.
I know they are.
I will say that.
I know they are. So, there's nothing else to say.
So no, I would not be able to stay conscious.
Fat Boy Food Tip!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip! 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 This is dumb. I quit.
White Castle is doing something. Running through mid-June, customers who order a Crave Clutch, that is a box full of 20 sliders, will also get a promotional code from Movies Anywhere for a digital copy of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. So it's the 20th anniversary of the film, and if you buy a Crave Clutch, they are giving you a free coupon to watch the movie. Let them live.
All right. I wonder if that's close to the exact order that Harold and Kumar have. I've never seen
the movie.
I saw the movie once, so it doesn't live in my mind like some of these films we talk about with each other. But I wonder what they actually ordered and if they could offer that up or if there's some items that are gone now. But a Crave Clutch, I mean, that's a good bit of sliders right there. 20,
I can
said.
Do it. Yeah. I've done it.
Oh, I think either one of us could do that, could accomplish that on an empty stomach.
I did it when I was 20. I don't know if I could do it today.
What do you mean?
But I'd give it a college try.
I think you're better today.
No. I can't eat as much in one sitting today as I used to.
But you're still...
I still eat a lot. I'm still girthy.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. And you look at a frozen pizza and you would yell at me if I didn't eat the entire frozen pizza myself.
It serves one. Yes.
It also, it depends on what the frozen pizza is. Like if you're getting one of those Geno's frozen pizzas.
All right, well, that's...
It's a thick and girthy thing.
That's different.
You're not eating the whole thing.
All right, give me something.
I'm looking at Bojangles. You know how much I love Bojangles. They got the at least the one location in Central Ohio. I think there's supposed to be a lot more.
Hilliard Rome.
Rome, just south of I-70 by the big Menards there in the parking lot there. I've been there several times. I could give you some tips on that if you're from the Carolinas or places, if you're a transplant here from where they've had several Bojangles. They don't have the full-on menu yet.
They don't have the bone-in chicken.
No, there's no bone-in chicken. And the one thing that really gets me that I'm disappointed about is they don't have the spicy Cajun filet. That, to me, is their crown jewel. And I would get the breakfast version of that. They have the sandwich and the biscuit.
Why don't they have this stuff?
I don't know, because that's you don't have to get the bone-in chicken, but I would at least like that spicy filet. They do have the original chicken biscuits, and they are phenomenal. They are really good. The filet is just, it's big. If you've had Chick-fil-A's version of the breakfast, if you had Chick-fil-A's version of the breakfast sandwich, the chicken biscuit.
No, I've never had it.
The Bojangles one is just bigger. It's just bigger, juicier. The seasoning on it is great. I love it. But here's something new they're doing. This sounds interesting. I don't know if the one here is going to have this, but either way, Bojangles just introduced Bo's Bird Dogs. They're a spin on a hot dog. You got a split top bun. It's going to hold a Bojangles Chicken Supreme tender. They do have tenders at this one, too. I know that. It's going to have pickles and Carolina Gold sauce. I like a Carolina Gold sauce.
Like a vinegary sauce.
Yeah, it's kind of a spin on the
mustard,
South Carolina
vinegary.
And North Carolina. Yeah. So it's the Carolina Gold sauce. You've got a sweet and tangy honey mustard-based barbecue sauce. And it says these are designed specifically to eat on the go. Available for in bulk for gatherings, sporting events, family meals.
It's a chicken tender and a hot dog.
It's a chicken tender hot dog. It's a chicken tender hot dog is what it is.
But they're adding
the pickle slices on it.
Accompaniments to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you get the pickle slices and then the drizzles.
That sounds good. I would try that.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds good. It's just, obviously, it is, it's going to be centered on how good of a piece of chicken is this.
Now, let me tell you about my experience today at the McDonald's.
Happened?
No, I told you about this earlier. It's the woman.
Oh, is this the drive-thru experience? Oh, my God.
So I'm behind a woman in the drive-thru lane at McDonald's. I'm running late. I had an appointment meeting, important meeting at Germain Lexus today.
An important appointment.
Yes. Actually, my lease is up. I'm getting a new car over at Germain Lexus. It's not ready. It'll be ready tomorrow. They have to customize it for my ass. Anyway.
It's got to be big.
So I go to the McDonald's. Running late. Going to eat it and shove it in my face in the car before I get here. I'm behind a woman. She has Michigan plates. I don't judge, but I just felt that was necessary for the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Big ass white SUV, Michigan plates.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be, there's a line of people. It's lunchtime. She needs to be best friends with the person. She's got to have folksy conversation with the person at the speaker, who, by the way, is doing her best to get rid of this person.
Right,
it's not the person at the speaker is engaging her in conversation.
Right.
She is being as aloof as possible because she knows her line is getting long and she wants to get cars through.
But this woman, lady,
this woman will have none of it. So she orders a quarter pounder with cheese. Here is exactly what she says.
Now, what does that come with?
That comes, ma'am, with pickle and onion and ketchup and mustard.
I don't want ketchup and mustard. What other sauces do you have?
What other sauces do you have, lady?
It's so McDonald's.
The woman says, well, we can put mayonnaise on it. We can put tartar sauce on it. And we have, you know, other sauces that come in packets like buffalo sauce. You can put that on there if you want.
I think I'll do a mayonnaise. And I'd also like a hamburger Happy Meal.
Okay, ma'am, what drink would you like for the hamburger Happy Meal?
What does it come with? Do you have Pepsi products?
It's your first time in a McDonald's, apparently. We have Coke products, ma'am.
Coke?
Yes.
Well, I can't have any pops anyway because it's for my puppy.
What?
Do you have a bottle of water you can put in there?
Yes, there'd be like a $1.35 charge, whatever the hell they charge.
Right, because you are forced to give this to your dog if you get the soda. What are we doing ordering a Happy Meal for a dog?
And then she has to tell a story about the dog. And she's talking about, oh,
my dog loves the Happy Meals and he loves to eat the French fries, but he can't have pop because it's too much for him.
And there are people behind me losing their mind. I'm losing my mind because I got my window down. I'm the next person. I can hear everything this woman is saying.
Did you yell out?
No, I didn't yell out.
I would have yelled out.
I know you would have yelled out. You're a lunatic, but I'm just sitting there fuming in silence.
This is
I'm doing the hand gestures, though.
This is beyond. You were silent long enough. I think you're allowed to shout out once it gets to a certain point. That's ridiculous. Jail for her.
When I got up to the speaker, the woman on the speaker said, greeted me with, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry, too.
That was nice of her.
She knew. She's dead. NFL players could look strange this season. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue, causing a 10-minute delay and stop-and-go traffic from Hudson Street. We also have slow traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
Timmy's here. Teddy's here. I'm here. Who's me? Common Man. Nice to meet you. Hey, you know where I like to go for a good time?
I do.
Hollywood Casino Columbus, especially for a night like tonight, where round two of the NFL draft is going to be on. You want to see some action. Maybe you want to put some money down on something. Go to their sports book. It is 12,000 square feet, two huge walls of TVs, food and drink, and all the action you want. I have a sneaking suspicion that Scotty Vegas is there right now. Snorting coke right off the floor. So go see him. Kick him in the ribs.
Tell him, don't do that.
Don't do that. It's not
just
good for you, Scott.
Place a couple more wagers.
It's not good for you. Ask, what's her name from Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, Stevie?
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
She damaged her nose so much she had to take cocaine through cracky.
Is that a real story?
I've heard it from several reputable sources.
Good.
Including good. Stevie Nicks' crack.
The best source.
The best source.
The best source for those kinds of things.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. NFL draft tonight. Our coverage will start again at 7 after the Buckeyes show. So rounds 2 and 3. Is it 2 and 3 tonight? And then the rest of it is this weekend.
Who's on the clock? So we got the Buffalo Bills are on the clock. Pick from Carolina, number 33 overall.
And Browns, of course, are going to be active tonight. They were not active last night because they didn't have a first-round pick. Before we talk about how NFL players could look different this season, I want to get your read on something.
Yeah.
A substitute teacher in Las Vegas. Have you seen this story?
Give the details.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to set the scene for you. Substitute teacher, Las Vegas High School. He is 27, this sub. He is a well-proportioned individual, well-proportioned black man. Okay?
Okay.
He was caught on film in the school beating the crap out of a student. He has been arrested and charged.
Terrible images, right?
Yes. But the reason why this individual was beating the crap out of this high school student was because this high school student decided to yell the N-word at him in the hallway.
Wow.
Now, I contend when you're in high school, now I'm not saying you go up to like middle schoolers and beat the crap out of them, even though they should, of course, know better. But when you're in high school, I think physically you have matured to the point where if you run your mouth, you F around and find out. Even if that is from the 27-year-old sub.
That is one thing I thought of, too. That is the guy standing at the chart. If you F around this much all the way at the end, then you're going to find out
that's
this
right.
much.
And he found
all
out.
All the way at the very top.
He found out. He ran his mouth. He said the word you should never say. And he was taken down because of it.
That is.
We're all about teaching life lessons in school, right? I am. What more important life lesson is that? I would actually take the film footage and show it to the whole school. Let me tell you, friends, this is what happens. This is what can happen to you.
This is what racism will do.
No greater lesson has been taught by a substitute teacher. Normally, a sub just comes in, says, open up your books, and here's the assignment from your real teacher. This sub actually was laying down the law. He's like, treat Williams.
Treat Williams.
Was he in the substitute?
They made a few versions of that. I believe Tom Berenger
right,
was the
Tom
substitute.
Tom Berenger, I think, was the original yeah. one. And then Treat Williams
Treat
was
Williams
in the sequel.
The reboot.
I'm just saying, we need more life lessons in school. That is F around and find out.
That's awful.
And he found out.
That's awful.
And it wasn't like, oh, he heard something he didn't hear. Everybody else heard this kid say this to this dude.
That's.
And he said, let's go. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
You get what you're asking for, right?
I say free the sub.
Yeah.
Free the sub.
Free him. Free this
you
guy.
You got support.
You can't let things like that stand.
I'm going to say substitute teacher.
No hole.
That's a Thursday segment, but I'm doing it today. Teddy, do you disagree with me?
No.
All right, when you're in high school, you're old enough to be taught a physical lesson, are you not?
Yes.
Okay.
And the student is a C-hole. The worst kind.
Oh, absolutely he is.
Yeah.
C-hole.
Can't be doing that.
No. What was I going to say to you? Oh.
Talking about the draft, I think.
The NFL. The NFL has been using Guardian caps for practice for a long time. Guardian caps
yes.
are padded things that you put on top of helmets. It's supposed to make head impacts safer.
I don't know what the rhyme or reason was being at some of the Ohio State practices this offseason. I don't know if they're only giving them to guys that maybe are coming off of injuries or if it's just whoever wants to wear them can wear them. I noticed Arvell Reese, the linebacker that I like out of Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's a depth linebacker. He's going to be very good here. He was wearing one.
He's wearing one?
He was flying around the field, though, and he did not look like he was coming off of an injury.
No,
he
and maybe it's just optional for guys in practice.
Sure, I think so.
But NFL teams have been utilizing them in practice, but they have not been able to utilize them for games because it has not been an option. The NFL just sort of dropped yesterday that players can opt in to wearing them on Sunday if they choose.
This is quite interesting.
It is quite interesting.
I was a little surprised when I saw that they're going to allow the uniforms actually to be obstructed because the helmet is, in football, as we know, very much a part of the uniform and the design.
Right. They're very, you know, anal about that, but I'm sure they're also very anal about
concussions.
Let's try not to get sued for billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's a bigger thing.
In the future, if we have this thing that we have been saying is safer for you and we're using it in practice, why are we not allowing people to use it during games?
Well,
trust me, they don't want their logos obscured on TV, but they're doing the smart thing, I think.
I'm sure even if someone is going to wear one of these, what did you say it's called again? What's the name
Guardian
of it?
Guardian cap.
The Guardian cap, yeah. When I first saw this and I was kind of groggy and it was early in the morning, my brain was saying that it had something to do with the Cleveland Guardians. About 10 seconds passed and I'm like, oh,
yes,
God,
they're wearing
okay.
a Cleveland Guardians baseball
cap.
Get
a cup of coffee and be like, why do they all want to wear Cleveland Guardians gear on the sidelines? Like, what is it about that team and the NFL? Like, the Browns might want to wear the guards caps. No. So I bet they will probably put the branding on that Guardian, but it's still going to look...
It's going to look strange.
Bigger and puffier, but they will paint it, I'm sure, in the way that the helmet design is.
The big question is, how many guys you think will actually opt in to do this?
That's the thing. Like, who wants to protect themselves? Because you've heard about this before where...
Now it becomes an image thing, though.
It's an image thing. They've created things in baseball. You know, they tried to create a certain type of hat for pitchers to wear, but it's bulkier. And pitchers that tried it, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
They'd rather risk getting a comebacker right to their dome. And if that is what happens, c'est la vie. You know, that's life. But...
I'm not saying this is the smart play. If you want to wear a Guardian cap, then wear a Guardian cap. But it's the same group mentality that you have where it's 0 degrees outside and all these guys trot out in short sleeves. There is a certain image they want to have. They don't want to be the guy who's wearing the long sleeves. They
of
don't
course.
Want to be labeled as the not tough guy.
I completely agree.
I would assume the same logic of thinking would be there for Guardian caps. I hope it's not. If guys want to wear it, they should wear it.
This is also sort of in reverse of what we had in the NHL, where we left an era where guys did not wear helmets. They brought the helmets in.
Well, and some guys were grandfathered in.
Everybody that was grandfathered in, you knew the old dogs, because some guys were just not ever going to wear a helmet.
I was actually just talking about this the other day, because Kristen was shocked that they used to play hockey with no helmets on.
Right.
And yeah. I said, yeah, they played. She goes, when was this, the 30s? I said, no, in the 90s. I remember there was a guy.
When did the rule?
Who was the, Teddy, will you look that up? Who was the last guy?
Craig McTavish.
What year was it?
I think he played into the early 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was in the early 90s at least.
Because
I remember for the Blackhawks, Doug Wilson didn't wear a helmet. And he was the last one that I can remember. But it was the early 90s.
Yeah.
And you had guys not wearing helmets.
I remember it was Rod Langway for the Washington Capitals. Rimmer, I'm sure, knows the guy. But he was the one in my childhood, like, where the rule, helmets were becoming a thing. And then there was that old guy, old man in the yard, that was not going to put one on. Simply was not going to do it. He'd be the only guy out there without the helmet.
It was the visors.
The visors, right.
Where they grandfathered those in. Now everybody wears visors.
Now you have to have the half visor. You think they're never going to go to a shield in the NHL, are they?
I don't know, but the next step is now the neck guards, where they've made it optional for players to wear the neck guards.
Is this because of the guy who died in England? Yeah.
The guy who died in England.
And that was a vicious, poor hit, too. That was
a drop kick.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no justifiable reason for ever coming after somebody
like that. I know we talked about the guy, the substitute teacher. I hope whoever did the kick on that got charged, because that was a vicious.
I think they were going to. Yeah, it wasn't one of those situations where it's like, oh, the player fell down.
Yeah, and the legs
kicked up. And he was on the ice and the, you know, something happened.
Like with Clint Mlarchuk, right? Like the famous one, the goaltender.
The goaltender.
Yeah.
Right. What was I going to say?
We're talking about the
neck guards. I can see them making that mandatory. I don't know. Maybe we do get to a point where it's full face guard.
Man, yeah.
I mean, in the NHL.
It's definitely mandated in college hockey, is it not?
I mean, I remember.
I've never seen a college hockey player without
Tom Brenneman, when he was doing Reds games before he threw out slurs. To be fair, Tom, it's just the one slur, but it's just bad timing.
And Castellanos has got a hold of this one.
He was always in favor of pitchers wearing lacrosse helmets. Full face guards on the mound.
Well,
which I always thought was ridiculous.
Who's going to pitch that way? That's why they just tried to design this hat as compromise, you know?
If they make it mandatory, who's going to pitch that way? Everybody. Because it's the rules.
You wouldn't be able to pitch, though.
I don't know what to tell you.
There'd be no pitching because it would change the game. The ball would never find the strike zone. Everybody would walk.
Things are not working out for a former Buckeye. Details coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 on the west side at Mound Street, causing a couple-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from Central Avenue. We also have an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 after 3rd Street, causing delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Timmy's here. Teddy's here. I'm here for your enjoyment. Bone will be back on Monday. Tool of the week is coming up at 5:34. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. This is not a tool of the week, but it's still something.
Okay.
From the burner, from Paul Keels' handkerchief. He says, my Lord Beavacueef subjects.
Excuse me.
Happy 1 month anniversary to Jen Winters' F-bomb. I love listening on the podcast to the panic in man's voice when he yells out, "Dump me out, Ted." Is Jen still alive? When does her double secret probation end? Yes, Jen is alive. She's not on probation. She's just behind the scenes making sure every single show sounds as good as it possibly can. She made that little video that we put on the socials today about the queen and her 10 lovers.
I was just up at her desk today, alive and well, doing very well.
She said that she was forced to watch the NFL draft alone last night because her husband, non-sports Matt, was not interested at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she will do the same tonight.
I can see that.
She will force her dog to watch it with her.
I make some compromises, though, like throughout the NFL draft. I love the first round, right? You want to see maybe 30 minutes of that build up. I actually, by the time I got off the air, you know, we took our coverage in the past, in years past since I've been here, we would have given you that 1 hour of ESPN pregame. Well, Tyvus and I did that last night. So when I got in my car, it was like, you know, 5-6 minutes to when they were going to make the first pick.
Right.
So it was kind of funny. I was listening to Fitzsimmons, who used to be here. He was on the coverage team, Ian Fitzsimmons, and they all were just doing play by play of what was happening on the stage. And it was kind of funny the way they were describing it, all the different Lions greats who were coming out there on the stage, and Eminem was up there. And it seemed like, and people who are listening likely watched this too, so you had the images as well. I apparently didn't have my recording set, so I couldn't go back and watch, but it seemed like Goodell was just being typical Goodell. Like, you want to hear the boos, right? But now he's gotten wise to sort of surround himself with legends of whatever city that he's in. So the boos are kind of, they fall off a little bit because Eminem's up there.
Right,
he's not going to get booed when you're in Detroit, but Goodell still seems like such a giant nerd when he's up there doing that stuff.
That's all right. He's making his $65 million.
He could still be a nerd, though.
Whatever he's doing. Did I ever tell you about the time that I hosted the NFL draft coverage on ESPN Radio?
No.
Ever tell you about this?
You did this once?
This was years ago when I did fill-in ESPN Radio.
Sure.
Work, years ago.
Yeah, like weekend stuff and nights.
Until I realized I hate this. And actually, it was this incident that made me think I hate this. So it was a Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
At that time, I think they were doing just the round one on Friday night and everything else on Saturday. I don't remember, but it was draft day,
yeah.
Right?
It runs together now.
And I'm leading into the ESPN Radio coverage that has, at that time, Mike and Mike were hosting the radio version of the draft.
So they were still there at Radio City Music Hall?
They were there.
Live.
And yeah. I'm doing it just in our studio in Columbus. I'm doing the show leading up to their thing. But Greenberg came on with me. We had a segment. We talked about the coverage was going to come on. And I'm sitting there, and just a couple days prior, the program director at ESPN Radio, who liked some of my local stuff and wanted me to do some national stuff, said, "Hey, we noticed that you're holding back on the national shows. You're not giving it the same sort of thing that you give it for the local shows."
Sure, I can understand what he's talking about.
You know,
yeah.
I'm self-conscious because, you know, I'm aware that people in Nebraska are listening to me, not just people who are familiar with me,
yeah,
who listen every single day.
And they might not want me screaming at the top of my lungs for
right.
an entire show.
There's that, yeah. And there's, you know, some of the humor may be
yes.
over the edge a little bit.
Do you think so? Especially what it's evolved to now in 20 years?
Well, right. But even at that time, this is probably 15 years ago.
Sure.
I was working with Spielman, I think, at the time. And it's not like we were super edgy, but we still had fun.
Yeah.
And he said, "No, I want you to bring that." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll do a better job of it this weekend on the show." He says, "Great, I'll be listening." And so I was talking to the producer who was in Bristol. Said, "Hey, you know, so-and-so said he wants to hear more funny this week." He's like, "Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it." I said, "Okay." So I'm doing the show. And for some reason, we were talking about the city of Paris. Oh, I remember what it was. I had just gone to Paris.
Okay.
And so I said, "I'm going to tell a story about how I was the lone person, I guess, who hated Paris." Because everybody talks about Paris. "Oh, it's so wonderful and romantic." I went, I hated it.
Hated it. I'm the guy that hates Forrest Gump. I hated Paris.
I was accosted by gypsies the entire time. It was terrible. I hated it.
I had like 11 caricatures drawn of my face.
Right. And so I'm talking about Paris, and the line that I used was, you know, Paris, the city of Paris is kind of like Paris Hilton. And I said, it's crowded, it's expensive, and it's dirty. Right? And it was just like a little throwaway line that I would have thought nothing of doing it on this show.
Right.
Right? For this audience.
Right.
And I could actually hear the producers in my ear laughing their heads off. They enjoyed the line very much. So much so that afterwards I said, oh man, that story, that segment was great. Absolutely great. Next day, I get a call.
Oh gosh.
From the program director who says, hey, you know what you told me last week that maybe we wouldn't be ready for it? Yeah, we're not ready for it. And I said, I told you you wouldn't be ready for it. And he was very kind and cordial because he realized he's the one who asked me to do this.
Yeah, that doesn't even seem like it's like it, that it one it is that big of a deal or really that
but
edgy.
There were some other lines throughout the show, too. And again, I know where the lines are. It's not like I was saying things that I shouldn't say or that radio station's going to get fined for airing.
Right, it's you're just, not going to get fined, but depending on who you are.
You wanted attitude. I brought attitude. And eventually it got to the point where it's like, you know what? This is not worth the check. It is not worth working 6 days a week for this. I'm not interested in national radio. I don't want to talk to people who have never heard me before. I don't have a connection with these people. I want to do local radio. That's what I want to do.
And people, I feel like that's a common question, right? And I'm sure you have gotten it a lot more than I have just because of how long you've been doing this show and what your run has been like. But when are you going to go national or where are you trying to go? Are you trying to get to ESPN
national
radio?
Well, radio doesn't
first of
exist
all,
anymore.
I would put our programming up against, you know, most national radio networks just with what, you know, we do from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. on a daily basis. I mean, if you take a look at what the fan success is and compare it to other sports radio stations around the country, but there's something that you find about doing local radio where you get certain program directors, right? Like we've got with Fish right now. You're allowed to work on your craft a certain way. And if you were in a situation where you were trying to, infuse some of what I've always done with my shows under the weekend show, well, you can't work if then you're thinking in the back of your mind, if I'm going to get a phone call or email the very next day.
What would I be able to do?
How are you supposed to be comfortable doing a show that way?
Food tip on a national radio network? No. Would I be able to do Bon Jovi karaoke? And maybe you're saying, oh, thank God. I hope you don't. But I'm just saying, that's not the type of radio that I want to do.
Right.
I mean, and now,
you got a thing here.
The game has changed completely because all the national guys want to get into local markets because national radio ceases to exist at a huge level anymore. You have podcast hosts that are raking it in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but that's different.
Not as many national radio hosts.
Who's on the ESPN radio morning show? Do you even know?
Boy, you know. And
I mean, back in the day, it was an easy answer. Mike Greenberg, Mike Golic, the end. Who's up? What's ESPN radio's lineup? Can you tell me?
That sounds bad.
We air it on ESPN Columbus. It's on 1460 on our AM dial. I have no idea who's on.
I know we've got like Chris Canty has a show over there.
Chris Canty would love to do a radio show in a local market.
Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
I don't know who the hell that drive. Is.
Greeny's got the 10 to noon.
When he shows up once in a while, he does two shows a month.
You have Carlin versus Joe. Is the midday.
George Carlin's there.
George Carlin. And Freddie and Harry is the afternoon
Freddie
drive.
Freddie and Harry. I assume that's Freddie Coleman?
Freddie Coleman got bumped up
been
to
around
afternoon
forever.
Drive. He's been their night guy for 20 years or so. Ever since I was introduced to sports radio, Freddie had been their guy.
Good local hosts make 10 times what Freddie's making. And that's not a knock on Freddie. I'm just saying
that's how it is.
That is where national radio is now. It's dead. It's gone. It burned.
It's gone.
Gone. All right, tool of the week. And I tool of the week. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find traffic is slow on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side at 5th Avenue, causing some slow traffic from North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Troll of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
The best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. All right, Timmy, what do you got?
Ready to go? Let's go with Nuckeye Butt. My guys.
Let him live.
My tool of the week is my best friend. He begged me to run this half marathon next weekend in Cincy. Failed to mention that half of the dang thing is uphill. I still would have agreed, but I would have had more to complain about. Help me, JD. I'm gonna die.
Why did you read that with a southern accent?
I don't know.
Just felt like it?
Well, he actually wrote, help me, JD. I'm gonna die.
Oh, okay.
G-O-N.
All right.
So I was trying to like read it in the context that it was written in. Let's go with take time with a wanted hand. My guys. My tool is the Tegna suit. Who's the suit? Who said no more music? Is this media company aware that radio is an auditory form of media? They cut off the show's third leg. Sports, food, music. What a third leg it was. While they're at it, they should take the lights out of the TV studios.
Let me just say, as much as I love to blame Tegna Corporate for everything, it wasn't their call. This was an internal call. There are some really dumb people that work here. It was their call, not corporate's call. That's all I'll say.
That's really nice, like taking it off of corporate right there.
It wasn't never corporate's decision.
Done. I know, the honesty right there. Let's go with Quentin. My guys.
Hey, it's Chops.
My tool of the week is ESPN for force-feeding us Desmond, Kirk, and the gang as draft analysts. You'd think watching all these players for 3 to 4 years would equate to some really strong insight. Instead, it was the typical clown show you see on game day. Now, somebody actually posted up a screenshot. I don't know if either of you guys saw this, but it was the Ohio State guys. It was Joey Galloway. It was Kirk Herbstreit. And it was like, who is your, you know, best player in the draft?
Yeah.
And the two Ohio State guys had the Marvin Harrison Jr. graphic.
And then Desmond pops Howard up had J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
Of course he did.
Nick Saban was talking about Brock Bowers, the Georgia guy, like SEC. And it was just, it was incredible. He almost like said, like, wow, we're paying how much for this analysis?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, and that's what we get. Let's go, Mrs. Chip, Dip, my queens.
Go to hell.
My tool of the week is the new management at the Rail Burger for taking the award-winning burger, the Mojo Burger, and their shoestring fries off the menu.
They took the shoestring fries off the menu?
How are they doing that? This is the best burger-fry combination, and you can't convince me otherwise.
I don't believe you, Mrs. Chip Dip. I don't believe you. That shoestring fries, I love them over there.
All right, there's more here. Regular Chip Dip, my soggy queens.
Degenerate Kneebone.
My tool of the week is also the Rail Burger. A manager came out to our table to try to explain the menu change and then said that, like IHOP, they would be adding salmon and pasta dishes. You're a burger restaurant! Exclamations. Thanks for disappointing my wife on her birthday.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
Hashtag GTA.
Because I have had many a meal at the Rail. Both the one down here by the radio station, the one in Dublin as well, and one in Akron. I was at that one, too, back when I was banging.
Back when you were banging.
If they took the shoestring fries away, we're going to have a problem.
You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about shoestring fries, because we're complaining about not having them. I'm not going to enter
into that. What's your problem? Go ahead.
It's just not my favorite fry overall. I'm going to eat the fries, and I would
you
not
take a big handful.
I wouldn't want a restaurant where that's been their thing. And this is where this is me
first
compromising.
Of all, they had other fry options.
Then that's great. Then
it's
you
not
cannot,
the only one they serve.
You cannot get rid of the shoestring. I would just simply say it's not the one that I would choose. But if that's been their thing and people love the shoestring fries of a place, it's like Steak and Shake.
I'm with you.
Steak and Shake's fries are a certain way. They can maybe add another kind of fry, but you can't take away that main kind.
By the way, happy belated birthday to Mrs. Chip. Yep.
Yep.
Go watch some volleyball.
Happy B-Day. Let's go, Miranda. My tool of the week is whoever decided Damon's Grill and Sports Bar wasn't good enough. Hashtag bring it back.
Didn't age well. I'll tell you right now. My parents were in Myrtle Beach. They stopped. They said, why did this go away? I said, I don't know. Because, you know, 15 years ago, people got, oh, it's a chain. We can't go to it. Shut up. It's wonderful. Bring back Damon's.
Why do
and bring back the shoestring fries at Rails.
Why do you think Damon's didn't age well? What was it about?
No, Damon's aged fine. People didn't age well.
Okay.
Because people got to a point
we
where they were too uppity to go to chain restaurants.
We go to chain restaurants,
I know.
Don't we?
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Why would Outback remain a thing, but Damon's falls off the planet? I'll have you know, Damon's is one of the first places in my memory bank of having a good time hanging out with buddies, watching college basketball. When I was like high school age, and I was first allowed to go out alone without mom or dad being there. Like you get dropped off for the when someone first got their driver's license and you were allowed to
and
go somewhere by yourself.
With an onion loaf.
Maybe we have ribs, man. A place for ribs. We'd do it up. And they had the really the first place that took TV, you know, sports watching on TV
seriously.
To that extent, right?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it was projection screens, and then you had the audio box.
They had the audio box right at the table.
The roaming audio box where it was wired into the side of the booth, and you could, like, flick whatever you wanted to listen to. Because sports fans didn't want to hear music. They wanted to hear the audio of their games that were going on. Yeah, I agree. Let's go, Dustin. Hashtag my Solana Papadias.
Oh, yeah!
Tool of the week goes to myself for agreeing with Roger Goodell. He was on Pat McAfee and said he wants to get rid of a preseason game for another regular season game and add a bye week to have the Super Bowl air Sunday before President's Day. It's too logical to hate.
Let me tell you what we're going to have. T-Bone disagrees with me on this, but I think we're going to get to a point, it may be 10 years, maybe 20 years, where the NFL season is pretty much the entire year. Almost like the European soccer
almost
schedule.
Like what the MLS schedule is. It's almost
I
all
think
year.
They're going to spread it out, and you'll have a couple weeks where they play back-to-back games, then they take off for a few weeks. Maybe you have a big break where they take off for a month, and then they come back. And then they'll have like a 22-game schedule. They'll have a 22-game schedule because they'll be spreading these games out throughout the season, and they'll say, well, now we can do that because we're minimizing the injury risks because we're giving these guys more time to recover.
Maybe so.
I'm telling you, you're going to have almost a 365-day-a-year NFL season.
You want to know what my theory is?
What?
Before it would possibly get to that, with the college football season expanding now, with the expansion of the playoff and more games coming in, and with the NFL picking up an extra game, my idea would first to be get the national championship game in college football off of Monday. Get that on a weekend day where you can really celebrate it. A Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And so you would have that the Sunday before the Super Bowl where you don't have a big event for the NFL because they have the two-week gap now. They might have the Pro Bowl action, but you could work that around where that could be Sunday afternoon, and then you can kind of blend that into your college football national championship game pregame coverage, and you get the nice 5 o'clock or 5:30 or 6 o'clock matinee, and we don't feel like crap on Tuesday morning. I know they brought the kickoff up to where it's 8 and not 9 o'clock anymore, but that's my thought about that. We have time for one more?
No, we gotta go.
All right.
Pick a winner.
I think I'm gonna go to Mrs. Chip Dip.
This is not my kind of guy.
You had a bad meal at the rail. I'm gonna give you something else.
Mm-hmm.
$50 gift card to the Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. Back page coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road, causing a 10-minute delay. And we've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingAndSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Normally, Timmy Hall hosts the Buckeye Show, but Timmy is here with me today. So, we decided to bring in, when he's not robbing banks with Marcus Williamson, it is Tito Jeff Thidoff.
Common man, how the hell are you? Tim, how are you?
You got a sport jacket on
Tito.
Today.
I do.
You look sharp. I like this
it's
look.
It's the white T-shirt with a blue blazer
look. It's good.
Really
I
good.
Like it.
I think there's a Taco Bell stain right there.
Don't point that out.
But other than that, there that's
is,
a good look.
There is a
really
yellow stain.
Take that to the next level is the white V-neck with the sports jacket.
With
that's
a with
that's
a chain.
The Stamos look.
With a chain.
With a chain? That's what you guys would do. I can't. You could do that. You're Italian. You could pull off the chain.
I have the chain.
I know. I'm saying I can't do that with
right
the,
here.
I can't do that with a V-neck.
You can hear it. It's quite an amulet that you have there.
It's Marvin Harrison's amulet.
Did you see Marvin Harrison's amulet?
That was amazing.
So he had, what do you think that sucker cost, by the way?
$9 million.
Over 100 grand?
I bet I can get over 10 bucks on the streets.
No way.
So it had Simba and who's the dad? Is it Mufasa or is that the bad guy?
I think Mufasa's the bad guy, right?
Yeah, who's James Earl Jones' lion? Who is the James Earl Jones lion?
You've got a daughter who's young. You should know the Lion King stuff.
I don't watch it. Kristen's movie, gal.
Which one's Timba? Is Timba the son?
It's Simba.
Is the dad, right? Who's Tim? Who's Simba?
Simba's Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I told you that already. Timba.
Listen. He chops down the trees. then he yells, Timba.
Timba Hall is the guy who's on the Buckeye Show.
Timba Holly. That's what it is, from Penn State.
I don't know.
So anyway, he's got Simba and his dad on one side, and then you flip it over, and then it's Marvin Sr. and Marvin Harrison Jr. in the spot where Simba was on the flip side of the amulet. And that looked like that sucker weighs like 8.5 pounds.
Hey, the Lion King died.
Scar is the bad one.
So Mufasa's the dad.
Yes.
I was right. Mufasa,
yeah.
dad. James Earl Jones.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks,
baseball,
Ryan.
Baseball, Ray.
What?
I was just doing James Earl Jones.
No, I wasn't listening.
No, it's okay.
I was just looking at Ted. What did you call me?
What did you say?
I said, thanks, Ryan Baker, because he told me the information.
Oh, I didn't know what I thought you were having a stroke.
What's going on?
My name's not Ryan.
It's Ryan, not Ryan.
Ryan Sandberg?
Ryan.
Loved Rhino.
R-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Number 23.
Tito?
Yes, sir.
What's coming up on the show tonight?
I didn't know I was doing the show until about 10 minutes ago, so probably a lot of Buckeye talk.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
No, we'll talk NFL draft from last night. We're going to do a peek at the 2025 draft, and I'll tell you how one former Buckeye has screwed it up for everybody else going forward.
It's a good tease.
Who are you hosting with tonight?
Devere Posey, the doctor.
Why is he doctor?
He delivered one of his kids.
He did?
Yes, in Canada.
I never heard this story.
You never heard this?
No.
Do the story tonight.
Okay, we'll tell it again. That's fine. Do you want to hear it now?
I mean, no,
you're
going to
listen to
it,
man.
You didn't do it.
You listen to it, though.
It's a good tease. It's not for me. It's for the audience.
You didn't deliver the baby. He did.
He delivered the baby, yes.
I don't want you to tell it.
He's told the story a few times. I'll tell it again. That's fine. Well, I got an hour to do it, but I guess we'll do it.
That's a pretty good story if he delivered one of his own kids.
He delivered one in Canada.
Nice.
Yeah. So I call him the doctor.
He's Canadian Dr. Huxtable.
I am the... Well, let's... Okay, wait. No, don't. Let's not do that. Okay.
Hey, can I tell you something?
No.
Bill Cosby, rapist. Cliff Huxtable,
fine American.
Little shady. We go back and watch it now, though.
Real Tom
no,
Cruise.
No.
Crazy.
No. Look, I'll,
when he plays
right,
you know,
I'll just
Maverick
say this.
And Top
yeah.
Gun. Cool.
I have gotten past all the creepiness with that. I just love the Cosby Show. I go back. I watch the reruns now. That's a hell of a show.
You love Pudding Pops.
Good family. No, again, that's Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Cliff Huxtable was not hawking Pudding Pops. He was a character.
He was that.
Raising a family, delivering babies. Instilling life lessons in America.
So is it back on? Cosby Show's back, like, available for people now? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
It's there.
I knew they took it off when
like
it first
TV,
happened.
TV One, it's on
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Their
yeah.
reruns are on.
Yeah.
I saw Bill Cosby at our homecoming event. He did our homecoming at KU.
He
played Alan Fieldhouse. Yeah. It was a huge thing, having Bill Cosby.
Really?
Yeah. This was in, 2003, 4-ish? Around that time,
all right.
before all this stuff happened,
I would hope maybe it got cheaper if it happened after that, right? I mean, at that point, it's like, hey,
that it would, Jeff.
Yeah,
that it would indeed.
You can put a sport jacket on the guy,
but you can't
take the Tito out. You know what? I'm just going to stare awkwardly
at
this. Can I say the line?
What line?
What comes up at the end of the show? That you always get pissed off when I say it.
Go ahead.
Back page, hit it.
The Back Page.
The Back Page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Couple of draft things here to finish up. By the way, did you guys get a look at J.J. McCarthy as he was hanging out before he was picked to go to the Vikings?
Permed up hair?
Yeah, there was... I put
my
this out.
My nephews look like that.
I put this out on social media because it is... to me, it's true because I have a 12 going on 13-year-old boy. And I said, JJ has the look every 13-year-old boy in America is going for. And I got a lot of responses to that agreeing with me, and that was spot on. It's the way that he's got the high, tight fade on the sides and the back and the permy hair that just sort of poofs and falls forward in the front. Look, kids want that look. They're trying to get that look. My own son is asking me when he can get his perm, and we don't know where we're going with that.
Because
we know his mind's changed. His mind changes.
I had a perm.
Yeah.
When did you have a perm?
Fourth grade.
I was going to say,
yeah,
in the 80s,
yeah.
You had a perm.
Yeah.
Well, it's back, Tito. They're back in. Everybody wants them. Well, what do you do? Do you have to get the perm like freshened up every month?
Do,
is it like when you go for your haircut?
Why'd you get a perm?
Because my dad and uncles got perms.
Oh,
we
my
were
God.
A perm family.
My God. It's like Soul Glow from Coming to America.
You talk about white trash 101, dude. We were cut off jean shorts and perms.
Unbelievable.
Are there
like
pictures?
The wedding
there's a picture. I have a really good picture of me in the fourth grade of the perm.
All right. You better send that to me. You know what? Tweet that to me later.
Wait, why would I do that? Just so you could shame me?
Yes. Shame yourself.
Come on.
At least you're in fourth grade. You
right.
have an excuse.
Your
father and uncle have no excuse.
Right. That's the excuse. My dad and uncles all had them, too. That's why I got one. You mean how stupid that is?
You're fourth grade.
We were all awkward.
You see, did you have a perm in the fourth grade?
I had a rat tail.
You had a rat tail?
I had a rat tail.
Rat tail?
My father got so upset, he just came home and cut it off.
Good.
See, my dad would let me get a rat tail.
Did it bring you shame?
Yes.
I had one like this big that everyone made fun of because my dad would not let me get a real tail. So I had like
one. So he was okay with the perm?
Well, yeah, because he had one. It was
but
cool.
The rat tail.
No. There's a picture of me pitching horseshoes with a perm.
All right. Buckeye Show coming up next. You'll hear about DeVere delivering his own child. NFL draft coverage at 7. We'll see you Monday. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident blocking the right lane on eastbound 70 on the west side at Mound Street, and a 5-minute delay due to another accident blocking the right lane on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and $2,000 off all roof replacements through the end of the month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Guardians open up a 3-game weekend series with the Atlanta Braves. Both teams in first place in their divisions. Cleveland is a big plus 170 underdog today. The Reds have won 5 of their last 7 games. and are also an underdog as they open up a series with the Rangers. Reds are plus 140 on the money line today. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker. The NFL draft resumes tonight at 7 with rounds 2 and 3. The Bengals have three picks tonight, number 49, 80, and 97. The Browns with numbers 54 and 85. You can hear it all tonight right here on The Fan. The NFL also today announced that players will be allowed to wear guardian caps this season in games if they choose to help reduce head injuries. The padded headgear has been mandatory in training camps the past couple of years for certain positions. The Guardians in Atlanta start a series with the Braves at 7:20, the Reds in Texas to face the Rangers at 8:05. Three games in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Pacers host the Bucks at 5:30. Still no Giannis. It's the Mavericks and Clippers at 8, and the Suns host the Timberwolves at 10:30. This one brought to you by Nature Stone. Schedule your free cost estimate today at naturestone.com. It's not just a floor. Wow.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I have no use for the sun.
Yeah. Like, the sun really? Can be...
This is
like,
why you and I are best friends.
The sun what can be there. The sun here? Can be there. I know we need the sun to exist, but the sun can be blocked 100% of the time by
it.
Clouds.
I don't need to see it.
I don't need to burn. I don't want to burn. I just want the daylight. That's all.
You're saying you could live in Seattle or a place that's like cloudy much of the year.
I like it here in the wintertime because we have the marine layer. So the clouds just sort of stay.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We have a marine layer?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what that was.
Comes down off of the lakes.
I see what you're saying.
We get the cloud cover in the wintertime.
Yeah. We're actually, this is a good place for me because we do get many, many cloudy days.
The last couple days, it's been nothing but sunny.
And you know what?
Love that. I'm a fan of that.
I think we need to contact the people at Google Earth or whatever and put a little pin drop because the hottest spot in the United States of America is not in Death Valley.
It's our parking lot.
It's our parking lot. If it's an 82-degree day and sunny, our parking lot will heat the cars up to 105 degrees if they're there for more than 3 hours.
You missed it earlier.
It's insane.
I was telling Mike how, because it's in here, to me, it is always so cold in here that I have now taken to bringing in a sweater just to wear when I'm in this building.
It is not cold in here.
I'm freezing. I'm still cold. And I walked outside today to go get lunch. And I hopped in the car and I was looking at my phone for something and I said, you know what? I could start the car. I'm making a choice to sit here for a couple minutes while I looked up what I was looking up.
He sat in the heat like a nutcase.
For like 2 minutes while I was looking it up and then I started the car. So I had a little bit more time where it was a warm, nice car. I felt so good in there.
I understand the quick bake. It's like the sensation of walking into a sauna.
I don't understand. And then you're immediately done.
For a minute, and then it's quickly out. People that sit in a sauna for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, I don't understand that at all.
Last question for you. We had
a sauna in my house when I was a teenager. My parents.
Must be nice.
It was one of these junky saunas that my parents got, like at Dick's Sporting Goods or something.
that freestanding sauna. But it was
all cedar wood or whatever it was on the inside. And my mom and dad would sit in there naked.
Right.
With the clear glass door. And one time I walked down there and didn't realize they were both in the sauna. I just see them both sitting there naked with ass sweat on the cedar planks.
And you never went in again.
I never went in, period. But that image is burned in my brain for the rest of my life. My parents, like sweaty salmon on the cedar planks.
I don't know that. Well, we're running out of time. But
cedar plank ass sweat.
I need to know why you have to. Why can't you just drape a towel? And not like sit
I
on
don't
a towel
know why.
And drape a
I
towel
don't know why anybody wants to sweat on purpose.
I don't know why anybody wants to do it.
Yeah, well, that's another story. You're right.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.